may recognize that just a few days ago we had this exact same gospel reading. At that point, I spoke about how each vocation requires leaving things behind, giving up certain goods, and I talked about the problems that are going on right now. I warned you that the day was going to come when all of these things are going to hit the Vatican. Well, the day came. And so, I don't know if you noticed, but Pope Francis, in an absolutely unprecedented thing for a pope to do, decided that he's going to write a letter in response to Vice President Vance, talking about the Ordo Amoris. Now, I have to say, Vance did get one thing wrong. Most of it was right, but the order of love says you love God first, then your family, then the people around you, then so on. It goes out from there. He didn't start with God. He just started with people in close. The Pope, on the other hand, got it all backwards, absolutely upside down. I mean, this is mind-boggling. And if that's not bad enough, then there is a point that you can literally only call intellectual dishonesty. And that is, he quoted from a document by Pope Pius XII, where Pope Pius XII said that we need to take care of migrants. And that's all that he said. That is, that's all that was quoted. He left off the part in Pius XII's statement that followed immediately thereafter, saying something to the effect, this isn't a quote, but provided that it doesn't, you know, cause you problems, or that you can continue to take care of your own first, or however he put it. But he cut that off. It's like when I teach in class and say, oh, well, the Bible says there is no God. In fact, it says that numerous times, there is no God. It says right after that, the fool says in his heart. But we can just ignore that latter part and, hey, look, we quoted the Bible. It says it right here. Well, that's exactly what happened. This is mind-boggling. But it comes down to the fact that this is about money. It is the love of money which is the problem. And on the surface, there are points of truth. Again, this is the part that gets rather frustrating. The way that they try to justify things is by putting some pieces of truth out there. Jesus told us that we have to love others. He told us we have to care for the poor. He told, you know, he used the parable of the Good Samaritan. That was also, of course, brought up, and it's brought up in all these letters that the bishops are putting out. All that's true. However, the parable of the Good Samaritan and taking care of others still has to be in the proper order. The Good Samaritan took the money out of his own pocket and he helped this man who was in need. It wasn't being forced by somebody else. And one has to assume, based on that, that neither was his family put in any kind of inconvenience because he was willing to help this man. We also recognize, again, the Church's teaching. Number one, that a country does have authority to be able to state who can and cannot come into their country. And to be able to demonstrate the disingenuousness of the whole thing. The Vatican certainly has a wall around it. Now you could say, yeah, but that's been there for centuries, and it has. The Vatican also has a law that talks about people who are not residents of the Vatican City State. So in other words, if you are an illegal immigrant, it's 1 to 5 years in jail. Now you might say, yeah, but that law was probably put into effect a long time ago. All right. Within the last month, the Vatican decided that they couldn't handle the people anymore, so they started kicking them out. Like, really? And now we're going to write a letter saying, oh, all you people have to take all these immigrants in, but we're going to kick them all out. That's where you look at it and say, wait. I mean, yes, hypocrisy is one thing, but this is just beyond the pale. So now we have bishops tripping over themselves about this same thing, and you can be guaranteed there are going to be a whole bunch more bishops putting out letters about all this. Again, I just simply ask the question, where was all of this when with great glee Biden was welcomed at the Vatican? When the Pope, speaking about a woman who is absolutely, totally into abortion over in Europe, said she is one of the greatest politicians in history over there. Like, really? It's horrible. But when it comes to money, oh, now that's bad. You're going to take the money away. Now, again, there are points of truth. Are there some good things that some people are doing with some of that money? Absolutely. There are some poor people who are being helped. There are certainly some projects that are very, very good. And then we're talking about millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on things that are absolutely hideous. Now, they've said right from the start that the good things they're going to continue to do. They're not taking that money away. But it was just like what you heard when it was mentioned that this new group is going to be looking into Social Security and Medicare and so on. And what's the first thing they do? They start screaming that they're going to take the Social Security away from the elderly people. They're not going to get checks anymore. It's like, what are you talking about? But it's all these scare tactics, and it's using little pieces to be able to try and say, well, because this part is good, therefore the whole thing is good. It's like, no, keep the good, let's get rid of the bad. That's what we need to be about. The Lord himself makes that very clear. Whether it's what we're talking about as far as who gets into heaven and who doesn't. The angels at the end are going to separate the good from the bad. He talks about the people who catch the stuff out in the ocean, they put the good stuff in the pails and the bad stuff they throw away. He talks about the dross, and he talks about the gold. He talks about these things all the time. He's not saying that we have to just accept everything, doesn't matter what it is. So it's all about making the right distinctions, but it's also about recognizing and knowing what the church teaches, because it can be confusing, especially when this is coming from the bishops or higher, and you think, oh, well, if that's what they're saying, then this must be what the church teaches. Look up what the church teaches. This isn't it. So we need to be very clear about these things, because otherwise we can get very confused. And we need always to be about the truth. We need to do what Jesus told us to do. We need to care for the poor. We need to take care of people who are migrants. That doesn't mean that we have to throw the doors open and say there are no laws and you can come in illegally and you can break the law and you can do anything you want. Even for those people who do, they are still human beings. They still do need food and they still do need all the basic needs. Yeah, those things, I don't think anybody would have a problem with taking care of basic needs. But that's not just what we're doing here. And it's Catholic Charities and it's other Catholic organizations who are violating the laws, who are doing things that are illegal. That's where the problem comes in. Not the good things that they're doing, but all the bad things that they're doing. And they're screaming, because their money to do all those bad things is being cut off. Well, I guess you know that you hit the target when you get all the screaming. So again, we just need to be clear for ourselves what the truth is. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't just say, well, because there's some bad, therefore the whole thing is bad. It's like, no, maintain what's good. Let's throw out what's bad. Be clear about the corruption, be clear about all this nonsense, and at the same time maintain the charity that a Christian person must have. That's a challenge when you see this kind of stuff going on. But that's again where the Lord is asking us to rise above these things, to be able to live and act the way that we're supposed to, make clear distinctions, uphold the truth, and put the truth into practice with charity. That's what we're all being asked to do. If we can do that, then we can be at peace. Doesn't matter how much screaming and hollering anybody does. We need to know the truth, and we need to live the truth in charity.